PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and I'm very glad to be joined this morning by Deborah Altshuler. She is the president and co-founder of the National Pediculosis Association. Deborah, how are you doing today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you for joining me. And let's start first by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and the National Pediculosis Association. For any of our listeners out there who aren't familiar with what you guys do.
Well, I am one of the individuals who noticed way back in our grassroots days that there was a serious problem with local families who were finding children infested with head lice and not having any warning about how to deal with it, and certainly not having any kind of prevention measures in place in advance of getting them. So we identified a huge need for education and better resources for the parent population and even the medical population. And that's where we began, and that's how we evolved into the NPA, or the National Pediculosis Association.
And your latest press release over PRWeb is announcing your 25th anniversary as an organization. So as the years have gone by, tell us about the single most effective and consistent tool that has been recommended to battle and prevent lice and nits.
Well, it's very hard to believe it's been 25 years. They haven't necessarily been easy years, but in regard to the single most important tools that we have, the head lice have not really changed much since we began, which makes it a whole lot easier, nor has the risk of using pesticides. So we've been able to stay true to our mission, which is really all about children, not about lice, and giving parents every opportunity to identify the problem as early as possible and remove it when they can manually. We didn't always have a manual approach, so this was a goal that we had from the very early days, but not something that we were able to really accomplish until the late 1990s. And combing offers families enormous benefits that chemicals can't provide. For example, you can screen with a comb, and you can either identify that you are infested, or you can assure yourself that you're not, which has a lot of benefit to people who are very worried and sometimes often panicked about having lice. So our message and our efforts and our mission has really not changed since we started 25 years ago. That's good news and that's bad news. The good news is that we've stayed loyal and accomplished an awful lot that we're proud of. But the bad news is that, of course, head lice continue on, and lots of misinformation is available even more than when we began because of the internet. So there you have it, now in 2008.
Are there any other tips or procedures you'd like to share about controlling head lice and nits?
First of all, let me say that there really aren't any perfect answers, but let's just say that the treatments for head lice look a lot like the cold remedies, and there's an old medical expression that says when there are a lot of treatments for a disease, you can be sure there's no cure. There really isn't a cure, because the bottom line, especially for parent standards, which sometimes are higher than anybody else's standards, thank goodness, is to get everything out of the child's hair. So we're just hopeful that by having people know what to look for in advance of getting the problem, screening their children regularly just as they brush their teeth, doesn't guarantee no cavities, but it sure gives the competitive edge, then we can do the best we can in an imperfect world without putting children at risk of pesticides and other chemicals designed to kill bugs.
And Deborah, can you give me one or two of the ways that the NPA promotes prevention?
Well, the NPA really does believe strongly in the no-nit policy. The no-nit policy is often maligned like it's the worst thing that ever happened, but that's by people who really never read the NPA's no-nit policy, which is really a proactive, precautionary policy that affords the community the opportunity to know that head lice are a very important issue in raising kids today, and requires that the community educate the parent population so that nobody's ever really surprised, so that they know in advance what to look for. And they know in advance that some of these treatments can be hurtful, that they should never spray, that they should never use them if they're pregnant or nursing, and various other issues that are all available on headlice.org. So we really trust in the parent population. We know they want to do what's right. They just need help. So that's what we try to provide, is the educational tools to have them make an informed decision rather than one that's totally in panic and crisis. That's when people make the risky decisions. So that's probably the heart and soul of why we're here.
And your press release mentions that you prefer using the Lice Meister comb specifically. So what makes that product stand out amongst the rest?
Well, we think the Leismeister comb really is a huge accomplishment for the children, long in coming. We, in the earlier days, always wanted all the lice and nits to be removed from the children when they were infested, but it wasn't an easy task to do. And we went door to door looking for industry to help make this happen, and it just didn't seem to be a priority. So we decided, well, you know, very much like the little red hen, we're going to have to do this ourselves. So we worked very hard to develop a comb that was hygienic, that was safe, that was effective, and that was made with the absolute best quality that we could. There are a lot of inexpensive combs that don't bring the benefits of a quality combing tool. So the Leismeister comb came into the marketplace in, I think, around 1997, and it was within a breath that other entities copied the comb, which was a fabulous thing for the NPA, because by us developing and blessing the Leismeister comb, we raised the standard for lice combs around the world. So that makes us a win-win, because that's our mission, is to make things better for the kids. And the Leismeister comb also helps the NPA be self-sustaining. We don't take any funding from government. We don't have any funding from pharmaceutical companies. We can stay totally devoted to our mission and owe nothing to anyone. So it's a very good thing.
And where can listeners pick up the Leismeister comb?
There is a search feature on our website, which is headlice.org, where you can put in your area code. Unfortunately, there can be combs in your area, Leismeister combs, and we're not aware of it in order to put it there. So the best thing to do when you can't find one is either order one through our website or contact School Health Corporation in Chicago, and that number is also on our website. They are the ones who are now distributing the comb for the NPA.
And so in case any of our listeners out there have any other questions about the National Periculosis Association and your anniversary, can you give us some contact information again?
Yes, I think it's best that they send us an email to npa@headlice.org. We prefer email to telephone, and we'll get back to them, make sure they give us a phone number, and we'll call them back if need be. But our website and our email is probably the best avenue to reach us for any questions or any help, for that matter.
All right, Deborah. Well, it was a real pleasure podcasting with you today, and I congratulate you on your 25th anniversary as an organization and the battle that you guys are fighting. And I wish you the best of luck in the future and hope to speak with you again very soon.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.